Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel today, there are two great healings of Jesus. There was the healing of the Syrophoenician's daughter and also the healing of a deaf and mute man. Bottom line, he heals the woman's daughter. He heals the deaf and mute man. The crowd is astonished. They say he has done all things well. He makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. That's the bottom line. Now let's go home and enjoy Labor Day. Or there's the rest of the story. Too often we pass go and go directly to the end, but we fail to see what's happening in the middle. And what's happening in the middle today is just as important, and even more important, than the end result. An appeal to you all this Labor Day, don't skip to the end, but be patient and be open to learning from Jesus today. Recall on Labor Day that Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon yourself and learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let us take up the yoke of Jesus today and learn from him what he has to say for the church. In the first of the two healings, the healing of the woman's daughter, we learn about humility. First, the woman begs Jesus to cast out this demon from her daughter. And then Jesus tests her. He says, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." This perhaps sounds a little rude, maybe a little mean, but instead we should see it as a test, a probe for this woman's faith. Remember that this woman was a Syrophoenician woman, and that when Jesus said children's bread, it was understood that he meant that whatever God had was for the Jews, the children of Israel, and not for some Syrophoenician woman, a Greek. He was testing the woman. The question was, who is the Messiah? Had Jesus come only for the children of Israel or for every nation? Well, the woman responded with faith. She wasn't shaken by this remark. She believed that Jesus was there for her too, not just for Israel. The woman answered, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Notice she didn't scoff at Jesus for testing her. She didn't lie to Jesus and said, "I actually have a little bit of Jewish blood in me." Rather, she humbled herself and said, "Yes, Lord." Always a good response to Jesus. "Yes, you're right." And then showing her persistence, "Yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." In other words, even if your bread was meant for someone else, I'd be content with a crumb right now. Dogs are not real members of the family, but people treat them kind when they persistently beg for food. She'll accept the label of dog if it means that she gets crumbs. That shows some real faith. "Just give me your crumbs." That's how we should pray. "Lord, I'm not worthy of the whole kit and caboodle. Your food is too good for me. But in my suffering, or in my loved one's suffering, I'm wondering if you have mere crumbs to spare. I'll take whatever I can get if you, O Lord, are merciful." Jesus said to the woman, "For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. An important lesson we learn here: the humble person is the child of God. Nationality doesn't matter. Your heart is what matters. Do you have a proud heart, an arrogant heart? Do you trust in your works before God? Or do you have a humble heart? God is here for the humble and the broken. He has come for his children, and he knows our needs, our pain, and he shows mercy. The humble at heart. This is the kind of person that Jesus has come for. Lastly, even though the woman asked for a crumb, look how God in Christ Jesus responds. The daughter wasn't just healed a crumb's worth. The demon was cast out completely. She was fully healed. This is a picture of what God does for the merciful, for the humble, both now and in eternity. Full pardon, full forgiveness, full rights as the children of God. And so she was, and so, in humility, we are. The first healing today shows us how to approach God in humility. The second teaching today was of this deaf and mute man. Here again the text. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened. His tongue was released and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. A couple of important things here. One, I think, in comparison to all other healings of Jesus, look how personal and how compassionate Jesus is here to the deaf. Jesus took this man aside privately from the crowd so that he wouldn't be scared and distracted by all the people. Jesus wasn't there to recruit someone for a circus act. He was there to help others, the broken, to mend the person, not to impress the masses. For the deaf and mute man, he touches and he communicates with the man personally, with this man, using his hands. Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears as if to say, I'm going to do something for you here. And after spitting, he touched his tongue and to communicate to the man, I'm going to do something for you right there in your mouth. Then after spitting and touching his tongue, Jesus sighs. So out of him comes water, spittle, and breath, a sigh. Why the water? Why the sigh? Because, and let there be no doubt, this foreshadows the source of all healing. It foreshadows the day of the cross. On the cross, water and breath go out of Jesus. Water comes out of his side as they pierce him with the spear. And after 6 hours on the cross, Jesus let out a loud sigh and said, "It is finished." This deaf man's healing happens because of the cross. Jesus on the cross takes away this man's sickness. The man is getting a foretaste and a fulfillment of what was foretold by Isaiah. By his stripes, we are healed. And if Jesus can take away this man's sickness with some spit and a sigh, then just think what he can do with your and my sins through the water and the sigh from the cross. The end result is that this man is healed, yes. But the story in the middle is not simply that God healed, but that Jesus Christ healed. The Jesus who was crucified for us and our sins. That Jesus. He sighs to show that it's not easy. He spits to show that he must give something of himself. But what he gives willingly. He sighs, he spits, he sacrifices so that we might live and be restored. Us and all of creation. May we never forget how God in Christ Jesus gives of himself in order to heal. Jesus said to the man, Ephphatha, be open. The man's sin and sickness had closed him up from hearing. Our sins do that too. Sin blocks out the voice of God. We need Jesus to come and open our ears and touch us with his Spirit and speak plainly to us of the forgiveness of sins. We need God's Spirit and water to come touch us in baptism, and in communion to touch our tongues, to loosen them in order for us to give God true praise for the forgiveness won for us. And true praise for God as we live out our life in the sure and certain hope of our resurrection from the dead. Be opened, he said. And on Easter morning, the grave holding Jesus Christ was opened. And he appeared and spoke plainly to the women and to the disciples. Now, not only is there healing for the deaf and mute man, but healing and heaven for all who believe. So the deaf and the mute man was healed. His ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. The crowds got to see the end result, yet the word of the middle comes to us today through Mark the Evangelist, and he shows us that in the end is the cross. That's the end of all sickness and all suffering. The healing of the woman's daughter taught us to be humble before God and be persistent. The healing of the deaf and mute man taught us the source of healing, the cross. Our response today should be to turn our ears and our mouths towards Jesus. Let your ears be open to hear the power of God to heal, to save. Let your eyes be open, too, to see your neighbor in need. Let your mouth be open that you might be God's ambassadors who live by faith and by love. This side of heaven, Jesus offers word, water, sighs, and touch. Some would call it mere crumbs. But like the woman, we'll gladly take the crumbs from him who is the bread of life. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your thoughts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.